Chapter 4. Vargas stared into his mug of ale, careful not to look at the man sat opposite. He didn't need to see the fear or the lies. Vargas appeared to be just a grizzled warrior, battle-scarred with a sword on his back, but he was so much more than that. Neither of them was what they appeared to be at first glance. The tavern, humble by the most generous of standards, was empty apart from the owner behind the bar and an old man dozing in the corner. The rest of the villagers were out working in the fields or the forests. Flimsy walls barely held the building upright, and the wind found its way through gaps in the window frames. The gloom inside was chased back with worn nubs of candles, their flames wobbling in the breeze. The room was so quiet the silence hummed in the ears.
"I heard a story recently," said Vargas, wetting his lips with a taste of ale. It was light, crisp, and there was a hint of something citrus. "It was about the Brotherhood."
The man sat opposite said nothing. He just swallowed nervously, making no move to pick up his mug of ale. He'd asked for wine, but they didn't have the money to grow grapes out here.
"I followed the rumours, and they led me to Yescania. There, I found a group who'd been calling themselves the Brotherhood. It was a twisted version of what came before, based on ritual sacrifice. It was almost as if someone was trying to poison the Brotherhood, perhaps in the hope that it would die, that my legacy might die."
"I had nothing to do with that," protested the Lord of Light.
"Sadly, all of those involved were killed," said the Weaver.
"Good. Then that's the end of it."
The Lord of Light offered a tight smile and raised his mug, then changed his mind, setting it down on the table.
"Not quite," said Vargas. "You see, the group was being funded by someone abroad, someone who wanted to start another war. I found out the money came from Zakoria."
"Ah,